Now, if you greet it today and somebody did the same thing yesterday, you'd say he blanked it yesterday.
He greased it yesterday.
If grease got all over your hands, they are what?
Greasy.
We're back up. If you had a squeaking door hinge now,
you'd have to oil it.
What did you burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Now, what would you call a lamp that was a makeshift lamp made with a rag or
a torch or a flame?
A torch or a flame?
Mm-hmm. I've heard them called both.
Inside the tire of the car, assuming it's not
a tube.
Toothpaste comes in a
tube.
If you just built a boat and they're going to put it in the water, you'd say they were going to do what to it?
Christian? Float it.
Mm-hmm. Float the act of putting it in, not christening.
Actually, floating it in. Pop real loud, and then that lightning hit, and they saw the old sparks and all drop down that pole. Oh. We didn't stop, we kept going.
Yes, you did.
That's kind of rough.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
I thought it was going to burst my eardrum.
I've never had one hit that close before.
Oh, I was hit playing baseball one time.
Really?
Boy. No fun. It happens so quick that you don't know what happens.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, thank you. I don't care if anything, really.
Let me grab my cup of coffee.
Yeah, go right ahead. It happens so quick, it's like an automobile wreck. When it's over, then you get shaking. Really feel bad. Shakes you up.
I had that happen to me at the river one time, Charles.
What?
Sherry and I were staying at your parents' house in the river when you were first went to the airport. And we had that memory of the lightning struck right out one of the windows.
It's been a busy weekend around the neighborhood.
Around the neighborhood?
Yeah. Denny's been slaving away back there in his yard.
Yeah.
You've looked back there and seen what he's done. It's getting better and better.
He's done a terrific job back there.
He sure has.
If it hadn't rained today, he was supposed to get it all finished.
Is that right? I don't know what he was going to do about that junk.
And some man named Sam, I guess that's the painter, one of them near you anyway, has a friend who has a dump truck.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's good. I know he'd be glad to get rid of it.
It's looking good.
You can't burn any of that stuff anymore, you know.
I think he's going to anyway.
They wouldn't give you a permit. They wouldn't give him one. He said he might burn it anyway. Yeah. I don't much blame him. He can get away with it.
I don't see how he can burn that much green stuff and get away with it. Maybe he will.
He's got a dump truck. It's not going to cost him anything now.
Well. You got to go over there, you got to pay them to dump it at the dump, so
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, what Bambi said, it cost them whatever it cost to dump it.
I noticed your boxwood look awful good out front.
Boxwood?
What are those?
That's Alaflex, that's not boxwood. I used to have boxwood. I took them all down. I had to keep replacing them. Well, it was too close to the road, and it was convenient, and all the dogs would run across there. It just kept them brown spots on them all the time and ruined them. And so I just got tired of it.
What's
losing
that
battle.
What's that Ms. Polk put in front of my house? Right in front of the studio.
That's boxwood,
is it?
Yeah.
I cut it way back today in hopes that it would flower out some more at the bottom.
Well, if you don't keep them trimmed back, they'll get so the limbs, the growth will be so heavy on the end that the limbs will be too flimsy and they'll fall over.
Yeah.
And then they'll separate and it's just mess down in there. So you have to keep them trimmed back.